Kevin, do you think it's blasphemy to have a favorite Led Zeppelin song?
No.
I mean, of course not. All of them are just really perfection.
Has,
yeah.
But everybody has their favorite, I think.
I've said for years that's probably my favorite. I love that. Damn song.
KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Listen to you, a regular real voice.
Last week, my voice was so gone.
But most people probably didn't catch that because it wasn't you talking with your poor voice. It was pre-recorded crap.
It was strange not having a voice at all.
It's got to be weird.
Because you have to whisper on the phone.
Hello.
Yes, I am talking.
Is this another crank call?
Yeah.
Obscene phone call.
It was a long week, and I didn't enjoy it. Yeah. I know you you don't mind calling in sick.
No, I love
drives
it.
Me
bring
batty.
It.
Drives me batty. I need there's stuff to do.
I'm not feeling very good now.
There's people to see and things to do and places to go.
How responsible of you. I mean, where's your who cares attitude?
No, it's not that. It's not responsible. It's just, you know, party.
You like your job. Party. Woo!
I like my job.
That's funky.
And I like, you know, people doing things.
Well, I'm glad you're back,
I like
dude.
Being engaged in doing things. I had a couple of Kings games last week I was supposed to go to.
And you weren't able to. Oh. But at least you didn't COVID this time. You didn't go for round three of COVID.
This time it was just laryngitis. No, I'm done with that wretched disease.
Yeah.
I've gotten all my boosters, and I'm ready to go with that.
Me too.
Yep. This weekend, though, like Friday, I still quite didn't have a voice. And then Saturday, I sort of started coming back some and started going out, went to dinner, friends.
No big deal to be a DJ and not have a voice.
No,
it doesn't matter at all.
Not ideal. I did come in last Thursday and I really felt guilty because I was driving me crazy. The sound of my voice was driving me crazy.
Mm.
I hated it.
Yeah.
So I just imagine everyone else did too.
I always imagine they hate me anyway, so I'm just, I roll with
that's probably true.
I just figured that's what
it's good to be back.
Yes, it's good to
weekend?
Have you back. Wunderbar. I need another weekend or six piled on top of each other.
In a row?
Yeah, you know, we're only, how many days? We're like 20 days.
What is it, the sixth?
19 days away from Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep.
So we're going to take a whole bunch of time off, right? And just lounge around.
Starting tomorrow. This is, I came back for one day. I'm not sure why.
Right on.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yes, please.
Worst Christmas songs.
Oh, there's such a list.
I have my top three.
Okay. Adam Sandler's damn Hanukkah song. It's not a Christmas song, but it's one of my absolute least favorite things.
You hate it, huh?
Oh, man.
Oh, there's much worse.
Sure.
Yeah, there's much worse.
But that's on the list.
My
for me.
Least favorite Christmas song of all time, number one, is 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh,
because
it
goes
won't
on
stop.
Forever.
Yes.
And everybody's all excited at the beginning. And then by the time you get to 11th day, everybody's
stop!
Like, oh, man, let's stop doing this. Let's not.
Who cares what the other days are?
There are no birds. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but this is making the rounds again.
Oh, yeah.
There are no birds.
No, they're all fake.
The birds are all fake, and they're all little spy satellites from the government.
They're gonna tell on us, man.
So conspiracy theories coming up.
Yep.
Some strange lottery winner stories.
Oh, cool.
Really strange.
Really?
Yeah. One guy who won it twice the same drawing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What are the odds, as
I
would say?
I can't imagine.
Right.
I can't imagine. In the high-low game, which we're going to play this hour, is
$1,700. $1,700.
So that's coming up just before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Got some really crazy lottery stories. A North Carolina man accidentally bought two identical lottery tickets. This guy works like I do, which is he bought a lottery ticket.
Right.
Then he was watching a basketball game, and he was like, did I buy a lottery ticket?
I should check that.
I don't think I did. So he bought another one.
Oh, with the same number. So
with the exact same
numbers. I was wondering. There was no way the machine gave it to him.
Yes, the exact same numbers.
Right.
And he won twice.
He won twice.
He won $25,000 each year for life in one ticket, and then another one was $25,000 a year for life.
Because... Okay.
That's the top prize in that lottery.
So you should always buy the same ticket twice, right?
I mean, it worked for him.
Is that how that would work, usually?
I imagine, yes, it would, because if that's the number...
Boy, if you really believe in those numbers, you should buy two or three tickets.
He said, when I realized I won twice, I had to lay down on the floor because I couldn't believe it.
$50,000 for life.
How crazy
is
that? A year?
Wow!
Yeah, it comes out to $780,000 as a lump sum. He won twice.
That's awesome. Good for you, dude.
There's a Maryland woman who just claimed her third $50,000 lottery prize. And this is the top prize in this lottery.
Some people have that luck, man. They just do.
In three different years.
Wow.
That's more outstanding to me. I mean, you can understand if the guy, those numbers hit.
Totally makes sense.
And if he doubles up on the numbers, he wins.
Sure.
This is, she bought... You know, three different tickets. One in 2018, one in 2019, and one this year.
Why is she so damn wonderful?
I don't know.
She's just must be the most wonderful human on earth.
And you know how people like to go to the places where somebody has won the lottery and go buy their tickets because they think it's lucky?
She buying from the same place?
Same place.
Oh, no way.
Yep. Talbert's Ice and Beverage Service in Bethesda, Maryland.
Stop selling ice and beverages. Right? Just start selling lottery tickets. That's all anybody's going to want.
3 years.
That's amazing.
And why doesn't she? Why doesn't she play a better lottery? She won three jackpots of $50,000.
Right.
So play one where you might win $5 million.
Maybe she wouldn't
win $50 million.
Yeah.
I don't know. She won three times.
Yeah. Well, then you start to think, well, clearly she's run her luck for life. But on the other hand, maybe not.
No, because, I mean, the odds against you winning it are astronomical, as we've talked about before.
No kidding.
So if you've won it three times, I mean,
yeah.
I think I'm going all out 4 and 5
Absolutely.
And 6 and 7.
Well,
and
you know we would. That's how we think.
Yes, because we're dumb.
Yes.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time of year for our charity that I help run called Friends and Helpers.
Nice.
Which is a charity that helps abused women and children as they escape domestic abuse, which, by the way, is not unsurprisingly up 40% because of the pandemic.
Right.
Because people have to stay home together,
right.
And that doesn't work out well necessarily for people who are victims of domestic violence. So they flee the home and they go to a shelter. And that's where our charity comes in and says, what do you need? You need education. You need food, even for the most part. Now it's food.
Right.
Put together stockings for your kids, that kind of stuff. And it's just support for women who are getting out of that situation and starting from scratch.
How did you get involved in this initially?
My ex started it long time ago. I don't know, 24 years ago, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. And it continues to this day, and she runs it, and I am the beautiful spokesmodel.
I need to get a picture, by the way, of you today in your special outfit for that.
I'd rather that didn't happen. But if you could help, it would be much appreciated. 100% of what you give does go to the cause, so you can go to friendsandhelpers.org. Friends and Helpers, spell out and, helpers.org, and you can donate today, and it will make somebody's Christmas. At the holidays, man, it's a rough time to leave and sort of start over.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
And a lot of people don't have any money when they leave and start over. So
sometimes this is the point of time where you kind of realize you do need that change, though.
Right.
You really can't continue down this road or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now it's Christmas, and you don't have any money for your kids.
Right.
Like, that's brutal.
Yeah.
So that's where we try and step in and help. And if you can help us as well, you can go to friendsandhelpers.org. And thank you very much. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon in time for the KLOS high-low game.
You know, I was looking over the boss's shoulder while he was doing the bills the other day, and I saw that our bank account's running kind of low. I don't think we can do this much longer.
Oh, what a surprise.
Yeah.
We haven't been writing checks for the last month either. That's shocking.
Coming your way eventually, I'm sure.
It's KLOS high-low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. This time it's worth $1,700. So you could win that right now by being caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
And if you're caller 13, you get to see the Foo Fighters. We're going to give you tickets to either one of their shows August 18th or 20th at Bank of California Stadium. Those tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.
And if you'd like to play our little game for $1,700, a number between 0 and 95, the last guess was 24, and it was too high.
So what do you think the number should be?
818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Time for the KLOS high-low game, powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. KLOS, who's this?
Stephanie,
you're caller 13.
Yeah. Ooh, am I?
You are.
Ooh, I'm caller 13.
Who are you telling?
My coworkers.
Ah.
I thought you sounded a little calm, like you may be at work.
Yeah, you're calling on the man's time. Good
for you. I like it.
Well done.
So you hello?
Yay. Oh.
You automatically got the Foo Fighter tickets. Either August 18th or 20th when they play Bank of California Stadium. And you get a chance at the KLOS high-low game. You can win $1,700 at the number between 0 and 95. And the last guess was 24 and was too high.
Okay.
So what number do you want to throw out on the table? And let me ask you, or do you have to share with anybody there in the office if you win?
Of course.
You do?
I'm going to say 21.
21. 21 is your number. Well, the good news is you don't have to share anything with the office.
Correct.
But they're the ones who brought you down. You tell them that they blew it for you.
21 was too high.
Yeah.
Too high?
Too high.
Oh, yeah, I said too low, didn't I?
That was a sound effect.
I wasn't paying any attention. Yeah.
Yes, that was a sound effect for too low. It was too high.
Too high.
Wait, when? What? They already said that number?
What? No, your number 21 is too high.
It's too high, yeah. So you lose that, but you do get the Foo Fighters tickets, and maybe you have to take one of them with you to the Foo Fighters show.
Or you could just lie to them and say you didn't win anything.
Yeah, do that. They won't hear on the radio.
And then go to Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Flash! Flash, flash, flash! Is new and stuff from him, The River Is Rising on KLOS. I like that song.
I do too.
I would love a name Slash. That's a good name.
That's not bad.
Yeah, kind of a killer.
It's better than Kevin and Sluggo.
Definitely better than Sluggo. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Have you ever heard Fruitcake, the song Fruitcake?
Nope.
It's by Fred Schneider.
Fred Schneider. Are the B-52s? Oh,
yes.
No. Is it like Keish Lorraine?
I don't know Keish Lorraine, but it sounds much like it.
Oh, no.
In that...
Oh, Fred.
It seems to be a holiday-themed song.
Okay. Well, it's Fred.
Because it's about fruitcake.
Could almost any time be a holiday-themed song of Fred.
And I don't fully understand why it's just... He's basically just reading a recipe.
I vaguely do remember this now. This came out just a few years ago.
I don't know exactly.
Yeah.
But start it.
Okay.
And we'll see how long far we can get into it.
Okay.
All right.
This you said that your favorite one.
Oh,
Christmas song now. Yeah.
What you making? Fruitcake. What you baking? Fruitcake. Candy cherries. Red dye number two. Green cherries. Green ones too.
It's very Keish Lorraine.
Is it just like
Yeah, it? Very stripped down B-52.
Fruitcake.
But I don't need to know the...
Pecans or walnuts.
I don't know the ingredients.
Citrus, especially because fruitcake sucks.
It's terrible.
I hate fruitcake.
By the way, stop
lots
right there.
Stuff.
How far are we into the song?
29 seconds, and he got lots of stuff. He already threw in the towel.
Really? You're reading a recipe.
I don't really blame him. He's like, yeah, whatever.
He's being super specific on red dye number 3 and red dye number 5.
Which one of those is a beetle, by the way? One of them is, right?
I don't understand how all of a sudden he got the lots of stuff.
Yeah, lots of stuff.
How are you out already? You just started making fruitcake.
29 seconds in, and you're done.
And what you feel.
What you feel. Oh, that's never a good recipe.
Cocaine and...
If your family don't want it, give it to a neighbor. It's fruitcake. It's fruitcake.
He really loves his fruitcake. That's what I know.
What you making?
Fruitcake.
What you baking?
Fruitcake.
Candy cherries.
Right, we got that. We know red dye number 2. Okay.
Green cherries?
Yes, green ones too. It's fruitcake. Got it. This song kills me.
It's beautiful.
Because it's not really a song.
No.
By the way, it's like 5 minutes long. I edited this way down.
Really?
Yeah, way down.
Fred? 5 minutes?
It's crazy.
Wow, it's a drum machine, Fred, and that's it. Oh, and that thing, whatever that is.
Yum, 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 he just said. When was the last time you said yum, yum, yum?
Fruitcake.
I think I can safely say never.
Never.
Not once. Yum, yum, yum. There, that's the first time in my life.
Fruitcake.
All right, we're looking for your worst Christmas songs.
You're not going to be able to beat that.
That one, to me, is so bad it clowned that I think I love it.
You're starting to love it. Could you hear it
because
when you're not
awful.
Listening sometimes?
Oh, yeah. It will get stuck in your head
yeah,
forever.
Yeah, that's bad, yeah.
That will be stuck in your head right through the new year. Sorry,
fruitcake.
Everybody. Don't start it. What's wrong with you?
What you making?
Fruitcake.
What you baking?
Fruitcake. Shouldn't he have pointed out somewhere in the song that nobody wants it?
He does. He
says the family doesn't want it.
The family doesn't
That's
want
right.
it.
Give it to the neighbor. Or throw it at the dog or Robbie Joyner.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let it get hard. And
understand
throw it.
That. I don't love that song, but I love that song. Because it's so bad.
Right.
But Christmas music, to me...
Yeah.
It's like... Christmas music, to me, is like a sad clown. You know what I mean? Like, it's painted beautifully.
Right. I do like the classics.
I do like the classics.
I don't need to hear them again. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some of them I hate.
Santa Baby.
Fine.
Really?
Fine with Santa Baby.
Okay.
Because I'm going to up you with 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, I hate that song.
You start on the 12th day, right?
Yeah.
Or first. Is
whatever.
It 12th or first? Whichever way it is.
Yeah.
And by the 2nd or 11th, you're out.
Oh, big time.
But I don't care anymore.
Yeah, just like him. Lots of stuff.
It's the most repetitious song that has ever existed.
Mm.
12 Days of Christmas.
And it's weird how many, like, Bob and Doug McKenzie did one,
yep.
And Cheech and Chong did one.
And I've done one where it was, like, friends and family, and everybody, like, split up. This sounds like such an awful idea. Everybody splits up into groups.
Yeah.
And you'd be day 10.
Oh, no.
And then these people over here will be day 9.
Ugh. That's, I mean, it's a great idea, but it's terrible not a great idea.
It's a terrible idea. The song just goes on forever.
If I was doing that, if we were at a family gathering and they said I had to sing, I would be making up all sorts of weird, horrible lyrics.
Yeah, of course you would.
To go with.
Because it's awful on its own.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to take your suggestions for worst Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Your least favorite Christmas songs.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. Not with fruitcake, though.
Fruitcake!
Nope.
What you making? Fruitcake!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Talking about Christmas songs, the ones that really get on your nerves.
You know, the worst is working retail and having to hear them over and over. Because they usually have like 12 that they play.
Right.
So if you work retail, you get to hear them all.
That's part of the problem with Christmas music is there's only 12. And they've been repeated since for 100 years.
Yeah, since before Christmas.
Which is craziness. Yeah. So let's take some phone calls about your least favorite Christmas songs. KLOS, hello.
Kevin, you know this one. Mm-hmm. Wing, Santa riding a helicopter.
Oh.
Who? What? I don't know what this is.
Oh, wait. I'm gonna get it for you in a second, and we're going to play it.
Oh, yeah. It's Santa that bad, huh?
It's that bad.
You really hate it if you're going to do that.
It's awful, but in its own way, really great.
So you're sort of liking these bad songs.
I don't know.
A little bit. You sang one with the family, 12 Days of Christmas, which you hate.
That happened. Not in my family.
You're saying that Fred Schneider's kind of stuck in your head.
It gets stuck in your head forever.
This one you don't like, but you sort of do.
Wait, do you like it? Do you like Santa Claus in a helicopter?
Oh, he hung up.
Oh, okay.
He's vanished.
No, well, I don't blame him.
He fell out of the helicopter, I guess.
He lost interest during the call.
Hi, KLOS. What's the all-time worst Christmas song?
Okay, Wham made Last Christmas.
Last Christmas.
Carly Rae Jepsen ruined it.
You mean it wasn't ruined when Wham did it originally?
No, it's a classic.
Oh, okay, so you liked the Wham version, but then it got ruined by the remake.
If you listen to the remake, it's so horrible.
All right.
I would have to say I kind of like the original. I know, it's terrible. I don't know what's wrong with it.
It's so weird for you to like.
I know.
I'm all right with it, but strange.
Really?
Strange for you.
Huh, yeah. All right, so have you got this song you're talking about?
Okay. So this is how I discovered Wing.
Okay.
There was a South Park episode, and the little boys discovered this singer, and they became her manager.
Okay. Oh, okay. I kind of vaguely remember this.
And she was singing so horribly.
Right.
And I thought, who?
Well, she must exist.
Well, is one of them doing this voice?
Right.
Or does she exist? And at the end of the credits, it said Wing as herself.
Oh.
And so I started looking up online. If you look up online, Wing, like an airplane wing.
Right.
She has 20 albums.
Really?
Yes, they're all terrible.
It's almost as many as Bill Shatner.
So this song is, she's very concerned that kids won't understand how Santa works.
Okay. That's thoughtful of her.
So she tries to update the story from a sleigh to Santa Claus in a helicopter.
To hell with Rudolph.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
All right.
This is Wing.
This Wing.
Just said that.
It's a beautiful song about Santa Claus on a helicopter.
Right.
Okay.
Not a traditional sleigh cart.
Right, we got it.
Santa Claus on a helicopter.
This is real. You could ride the levels a little there.
No, I like it. It needs to be nice and loud.
Ooh.
Wow.
Now she starts to tell the story.
He visited us today.
What?
Huh? December 24.
December 24. Okay.
Wow. He's coming right now in a helicopter.
He's coming in a helicopter.
Not a traditional sleigh.
Not a traditional sleigh.
Very important.
Right.
It's gone away. Is that it? Is that all we get?
Yeah. I could pull the whole song for you if you want.
I think we need to enjoy the whole damn thing.
I don't think we need that.
Now, that one right there is one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs, Thin Lizzy. Man, we used
That's a Christmas song?
Yeah, we used to get around the Christmas tree, and Grandma would sing it and then drop her whiskey. Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow, that sounds fun.
It was nice. Yeah.
That sounds great.
It was fun.
We're talking about the worst Christmas songs that you've ever heard. KLOS, hello.
Oh, my God. So, my Paul McCartney's It's a Wonderful Christmas. Simply Christmas. Oh my God, I hate that song.
Wow, that's a bold stance.
I'm like, I can't believe that the record producers are like, let him through with that. I said, I think he was just trying to compete with John Lennon Happy Christmas.
Yeah, I sort of did fail on that front. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, by comparison, yeah.
Exactly. I'd have been like, yeah, goddamn Beatle, would you have some respect for yourself?
Go back and do it again.
People do either love that song or hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. And also anything by James Taylor. That's awful.
Anything by James Taylor. All right. Wow.
I just can't stand his voice.
All right.
He sounds so friendly, though, and loving.
No, that's boring.
Okay. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, thanks. Worst Christmas song?
Hey, well, you know, the Wing you just played? Mm-hmm. That we call her Wing Nut. And I can't go into detail, but we use her as her music as a tactic to you know, get confessions from our prisoners of war.
And, as well you should.
At Guantanamo?
I bet it's very successful.
And, I mean, we've been able to get full confessions in under 3 minutes.
Make it stop!
Playing their music, and it's been very effective.
That's awesome, glad to hear that it served a purpose. Thank
you. Yeah, thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I'm going to go with Danny Elfman's Nightmare Before Pudding.
Oh, my God. So my...
We weren't ready for that
guy. No, we weren't ready for that guy.
How about that? What a surprise that was.
That's not going to work for a second. But anyway, so we're talking about your absolute all-time favorite, least favorite Christmas songs.
That was a disaster that we just avoided.
818-955-KLOS, that Christmas song you cannot stand, please.
We're taking calls on your least favorite Christmas songs. You have one?
I'm going to go with Danny Elfman's Nightmare Before Putting My B*** in Your Mouth.
But afterwards, it's no longer a nightmare. Thank you for calling. I haven't heard from him in a while.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi there. Worst Christmas songs?
Oh, anything Chipmunks.
You know,
I can't stand the Chipmunks as well.
Here. Maybe if we were alive in the 50s, wasn't that when that was happening, or was that the 60s?
I don't know.
I will tell you this, that my former partner Bean, he woke up every day of the year to that song.
Oh, that's right, because he loves Christmas music. He's always listening. And that one in particular?
Yes.
Really?
Christmas time is here.
That explains a lot.
Yes, every day for the whole year.
Wow.
Right? There's damage there.
There is. That is insightful. Were you a roommate?
No, I wasn't a roommate. He told me that. I worked
They were lovers.
I worked for them for 30 years. I found some stuff out. Yeah, same. Agreed.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. I have never heard that Santa Claus helicopter.
That was really awful.
Do you want us to play it again?
Yeah, we'll play it again. Here you go.
His wing is a beautiful song.
It's not a beautiful
about
song.
About Santa Claus on a helicopter.
On a helicopter, right.
Not a traditional sleigh.
He's not on a sleigh, right.
Santa Claus on a helicopter.
Thank you very much. You know, that's the kind of song that you hear at the end of an open mic when everybody's tired and there's two people there and the baristas are tired.
And somebody hasn't unplugged the microphone yet.
Or if you're in Guantanamo Bay, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming right now. And then, hey.
We don't have to.
No? All right. 818-955-KLOS, your least favorite Christmas song of all time. Das KLOS Free Ride, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Talking about your least favorite Christmas songs. You have one?
Yeah, worst Christmas songs. Okay. So I was raised Catholic, so I'm already tired of, like, all the traditional ones.
Right.
But the absolute one can't stand more than any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, Did You Know?
I don't even know that one.
Yeah, I hate that one, too.
I don't even know that one. Sing it. Sing it poorly.
Mary, Did You Know?
I hate it already.
That's all I know.
Clearly, Mary knew. She was there.
Thank you.
It's horrible. Do not look it up.
All right.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, your all-time least favorite Christmas song.
Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Hippopotamus for Christmas? I don't think I know that.
That sounds vaguely familiar, oddly. Sing it.
I can't stand that one.
Give us a few notes.
Yeah.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Come on, you're not singing it, though.
Put your heart into it. Santa's listening.
I don't like it.
I know, that's why you need to sing it, because it's funny.
Sing it!
Sing it!
I don't know it. I just don't like it. Okay. Every time it comes on, it changes the channel.
You know what I got to say? Good for you standing your ground,
I liked
sir.
It, too. Yeah.
Well done.
You didn't get browbeat by us. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, this is Jesse from HB. I want to nominate the worst Christmas song.
Yes, please.
That's Dominic the Donkey by Lou Monty.
Oh, we're getting deep now.
Wow, I don't know that one either.
There's two animals in a row, though, and they're not traditional animals.
I don't like where the donkey's going.
Oh, he makes the noise of a donkey. Mm. It's really, really annoying.
Unacceptable.
Sounds great.
Just what you want to hear at Christmas time in your PJs. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Your least favorite Christmas song.
Yeah, man, I don't know who it's by, but it goes like that. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. Oh, my God, I can't stand that one.
Okay.
Feliciano?
I guess so, man. Yeah. It's a blind guy.
Oh, I don't hate that one. It's a blind guy.
He's blind?
Yeah.
Oh, he is?
I guess.
Oh, wow.
I think.
Let's kick him a little harder, shall we?
Actually, I'm not sure.
He is now.
I have no idea.
Thanks for calling. Spreading the Christmas cheer.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. How are you on the conspiracy theories?
I know someone in our family who kind of believes them.
Is that right?
So, yeah. So I hear them from time to time. And
is
I'm like,
that right?
I'm like, well, this makes no sense because... Nope, that's not the way it is.
So you're not a believer for the most part?
No.
Because this latest TikTok, I think I've seen this one before.
Mm-hmm.
But it does bring up a conspiracy, which is that there are no birds.
Oh, well, now that one's true. Now, the birds have been replaced by the government to spy on us.
Correct.
Oh, that's a fact.
That's a fact. Okay, yes. I thought that was a crazy conspiracy theory.
No. It's really easy for them to do. Be super simple.
Okay, so apparently there's a van that's driving around that says birds aren't real.
Yeah.
And it gives out all the information.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And on this TikTok, this guy finds it, and this is the first time he's heard of it.
Okay.
And he talks to a woman who says it's her brother who took the video.
Okay, all right.
So let's listen.
We just found the craziest thing. All right, what did your brother send you?
Birds aren't real.
Okay.
There's his van.
What?
Birds charge on power lines. They swear that the government's been killing all these birds for decades now and replaced them with surveillance drone replicas.
Your brother saw this van?
He has a friend who did.
Mm.
And then I looked it up.
Hold
it's
up.
Been...
Come on now.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to believe that birds aren't real.
Right.
You don't go to your brother who met a guy whose friend saw it.
Right.
Do you?
No, but, she's got one interesting fact, and that is that they charge while they're sitting on the power lines.
I
That's
mean,
why
that
you
makes
see
sense.
Them.
That really makes
I
sense.
I mean, whoever came up with that must have been like, oh, perfect. Throw that in the mix.
They charge when they sit there.
And then I looked it up. It's been a thing. It has been a conspiracy thing. There is a website where you can buy merchandise. You're looking for a Christmas gift idea?
Yeah.
Here's your gift idea.
She's right.
That's right. Boy, that's
She's
true.
Right.
Boy,
and they,
oh boy.
And they go on to discover, you'll hear him laughing at it, there's a shirt of with a pigeon on it, and it just says, I'm a liar.
I love it. Wake up. I love this. There's the diagram where it says where the microphone is and the chips are. Lies. And then my two favorite things. Pigeons are liars.
Pigeons are
and liars. On top is the thing so birds, or excuse me, drones can't land.
Yeah, but get this. The shirt you can buy.
Yeah, yeah.
It says, I'm a lie.
I am a lie. Birds. What is this? What is it?
I mean, can you imagine? I mean, someone asked one time, well, what about the poop? Are they, making real poop to come out of the fake birds?
Don't bring logic into this. That ruins great conspiracy theories.
Not a theory. It's a fact. They've replaced all the birds with cameras flying.
Have you heard of a stranger one?
No, that's up there.
Have you heard of a stranger conspiracy theory?
That's one that's been...
Or do you believe this one?
Of course I believe it. I know it's
true. I'm not asking you. I'm asking the listeners.
Oh, I see.
Like, they fully are on board with birds are not real.
Right. And
birds
if so, there's a couple of questions about logistics.
Buying some land that we'd like to sell you. But if you believe in conspiracies or other people make fun of you for believing in conspiracies,
mm-hmm.
we're going to need to talk to you.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. I mean, maybe tell on yourself, basically.
Right. Or you know someone, maybe someone in your family.
Somebody who your brother's friends,
right.
ex-girlfriend
saw the van.
Once.
Yeah.
So birds are liars.
Birds are liars.
And what else? 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about birds are dead.
Birds have been killed by the government and replaced with drones that have cameras and are watching you.
And they recharge by landing on the electric lines.
That's a new one. I hadn't heard that part of this
That's
one.
That's a pretty good wrinkle.
That's pretty clever.
I like that.
Pretty clever.
So we're looking for conspiracy theories. You have one?
Hey, I got one for you.
Hi.
One of my ex-girlfriends, her mother believed this is one germane for you guys, that Kurt Cobain didn't really kill himself. Courtney had him whacked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's been floating around.
I heard that one, too. Yeah. Wait, who believes it?
One of my exes, her mother really believed it. She's been gone for a few years. But yeah, like...
She's been gone for longer than that.
Try to, like, wholly convince me that Courtney Love, of all people, had a complete, like, gangster ring around her that could take out Kurt.
I had a friend who totally believed the Paul McCartney is dead thing, man. He would go through the albums and point out the pictures, 22 If on the Bug.
Really?
Yeah, on Abbey Road. I mean, he was convinced that Paul McCartney had been replaced way back when. And I was like, dude.
Wouldn't they have replaced him with a better songwriter?
Not one that came up with "It's a Wonderful Christmas Time"? Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS. Tell us about your conspiracy theories.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking about conspiracy theories. You have one?
So I have a friend that believes that the little white trail of smoke or whatever, exhaust from airplanes,
right,
is chemtrails produced by the government in order to do population control on all of us.
So it just... has, like, causes acid rain or something? How does that work?
He thinks it puts some kind of chemical in the sky, and if a certain amount, like a certain percentage, to affect a certain percentage of the population of people in the world so that they can do population control.
Does he believe in other weird things, or is this one of those ones that just steps outside his norm?
You know, that's the thing that blows me away about it, because he's a really smart guy and he's a really bitchin' musician.
Right, I see that occasionally. Someone will have, like, what seems to be a pretty normal grasp on reality, and then there's something like that one that's just way over there.
Or maybe he's right. Have you thought of that?
Yeah, no, I've never given that a thought.
The chemtrails.
Thanks for calling. Thank you.
Bye.
818-955-KLOS. Your conspiracy theories, please.
We have our KLOS high-low game worth $1,800.
That's right, moments from now.
Coming up in about 15 minutes.
And so tickets to Foo Fighters when you get to be caller 13.
Keep listening for that. Right now we're taking calls on conspiracy theories. Hello.
Hi. I have a conspiracy for you guys.
Yes, please.
So the government has been secretly having a program called the MK Ultra, where they kidnap men, women, and children to do experiments psychologically on them.
Mm-hmm.
So they can gain advantage on the enemy's mind to tell them the truth. It's been going on for a long, long time.
Do you know anybody that's been taken by the government and done and had this done to them?
There's been a couple. What is his name? There was a famous musician that would say he got kidnapped and he was a part of these experiments when he was a child.
Barry Manilow?
That would explain a lot.
No, not very
metal. Okay,
right on. Well, that's an interesting one. I have not heard that one, actually. Huh. Yeah, thank you for calling, man. There is the band, MK Ultra, of course.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Talking about conspiracy theories.
The world is flat.
Yeah, that's a favorite.
That is my favorite.
It's so easy. Just go up and look a little bit. You don't even have to go very far into the atmosphere and see that it's round.
What you'll see is the mural that they've painted.
The mural.
Yeah.
No. You guys have to think about this. So where does it drop off, like when you're in the ocean?
Right, exactly.
NASA says that for every, like, 2 miles, there's supposed to be a curvature. But you go to the ocean, there's no curve.
All right, hold up.
Oh, my God, are you believing this?
Hold on. Flat Earth thing? Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my dreams have come true. It's Christmas. So you think if you go a couple of miles out to sea, you won't see it bending where it's supposed to bend?
Okay. So let me give you a prime example.
No, please.
You're at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Leave. It's out of your horizon, which would be the curvature, right?
Right.
But then you grab a pair of binoculars and you see the boat again.
Right. You know that it's not like a hard 45-degree turn, right? No matter where you are in the world.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. But even if it keeps going, like, it's like, how can you explain that it's being curved if NASA's saying on their own website that it's curving every 2 miles? And it's like, you know, at one point you would have to see it even on a plane.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. Are you crazy?
Once you get on a plane and you look, you can see far as. You can see, you grab a pair of binoculars, you can still see it.
Right.
Well, if you know, so everything that's from the moon and anything's from the International Space Station where you can easily see that it's curved is a lie?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You're the best.
Dude. Wow.
I want to have dinner with you. I want to ask you to be my roommate.
So, no. The good thing is no one's ever fallen off the side. That's pretty good.
That we know of.
I mean.
That's pretty amazing.
But okay, even if it's like that, like, think about it. Like, you're surrounded by, which they're saying, the North Pole and South Pole, mm-hmm. which technically you aren't really allowed to go there if you look it up.
You're not allowed to go there. I know people that have been to the South Pole, my friend.
Of course you're allowed to go there.
Yeah.
Listen. Okay. No. You're allowed to go there, but only to the tourist area. If you wanted to go
tourist
and explore the... Listen,
dude.
If you wanted to go and explore yourself, you couldn't.
You couldn't go explore yourself. Oh, so you're like under government control when you go to the areas they want you to go to?
Yeah, it's certain areas you're controlled to go to. Like, let's say, you know, you wanted to go and explore it yourself. And let's say, you know, why can't you go and make it your own? Mm-hmm. You know, like,
right. Claim it for yourself. Sure.
Yeah. if the government's not.
Because there's already people there. That's why. Let me ask you one last question before we go.
You have too little patience with this guy. I want to talk to him all night.
I just want to know, are you vaccinated?
Yes.
You are?
That's a shock.
That is a shock. So now that's an interesting one.
Not by choice.
Not by choice. Why? Why did you get it?
What do you mean not by choice?
Because, what's it called? You know, we have to keep living, you know, everything's being like, you have to get a vaccine in order to work. You have to get a vaccine in order to go to places, you know. And it's like, you can't survive off that, you know. Like,
right.
They're gonna, like,
so they forced you to by saying that you have to be vaccinated to get in anywhere.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right.
You get me? Like,
yeah. Can we talk to you tomorrow at this time?
Yeah, call tomorrow.
Yeah.
As long as you don't fall off the side of the planet.
I try. All right, you know what?
Best of luck.
There they go.
Best of luck.
It's flat.
Right. Sure.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Wow.
I want to talk to that guy forever.
But he's going to fall off the side of the planet eventually.
Wow. We should give away some money.
Yeah, let's do that.
We have $1,800 for the KLOS High-Low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. $1,800 if you're caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You get to take a guess. The last guess we can tell you was 21, and it was too high.
And if you caller 13, you get yourself a pair of tickets to see the Foo Fighters. That's happening August 18th and August 20th at the Bank of California Stadium. Tickets on sale as we speak.
Caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Time for the KLOS High-Low game. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jeff.
Jeff, you're caller 13.
Oh, man, I've been trying to do this for so long.
I hope you get it right then, my friend.
You've definitely won tickets to see the Foo Fighters. That's happening at the Bank of California next August. Tickets on sale now, so you're going to that show.
Live music.
Yep. And the KLOS High-Low game, powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It's worth $1,800. It's a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 21, and it was too high.
Well, my birthday... and my sobriety day is 20.
20?
Let's go with 20.
You high? Are you high?
You are high as a kite!
Now, considering what you just said, clearly that's not the case.
Maybe we shouldn't call him high, since it's his sobriety date.
I'll have a talk with Stu. How dare you, Stu?
That guess was too high.
Yeah.
Can deal with that.
Okay, good.
It's going to be more than enough. I'm just blown away that I was 13.
Yeah, well, welcome to it, man, and enjoy the Foo Fighters.
And congrats on your sobriety.
Yeah, well done, dude.
Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for what we learned.
Man, what did we learn today?
We took a bunch of calls from people on the worst, maybe they're bad enough to be good, Christmas songs. Like this one from Fred Snyder.
What you making? Fruitcake. What you baking? Fruitcake.
Oh, Fred.
Or perhaps this one from the Vandals.
It's Christmas time for my penis.
The Vandals win.
Right? Beautiful.
Vandals win.
Beautiful. Also, there aren't any birds. They've all been gathered together by the government, and every time we see a bird, it's really a drone spying on us from the government.
Clearly, I already knew that. That wasn't anything I learned today. Oh, yeah.
So that's it.
Oh, that's it. All right. Well, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of all. If that's a real cat, I hadn't thought about that. Whatever, I'll pet whatever it is.
Let's get the guy with the flat earth back on. He can explain it to you.
See you tomorrow.
Peace out.
It was on this day in rock in 1977 when an album that you might have been featured on, Screaming in the Background, was released. Jackson Browne released his Running on Empty, the live summer tour on this day in rock in 1977.